This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia and Azerbaijan are attempting to preserve a new ceasefire in their conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh, a move that comes a week after Russia brokered truce freed immediately after it took force. Both sides accuse one another of fresh attacks and violation of the truce that had failed to halt the war's fighting in the south since the 1990s. Iran's foreign ministry says a longstanding U.N. embargo on arms sales to and from Iran expired early Sunday in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. The embargo on the sale of arms to Iran was due to start expiring progressively beginning Sunday under the terms of the U.N. resolution. French police have arrested nine people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer killed a school teacher in a Paris suburb Friday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de la Desma.
French, again, police arrested nine people after the suspected Islamist sympathizer killed the school teacher. Nigerians took part and took to the streets Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the scent